You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Went for more, huh?
Yeah, man. This popcorn's good.
Without the binder, too. Jeez.
I got a little, bit on my mustache, a little bit on my microphone.
You guys are crushing that. Popcorn. But you're underestimating how mad Greg Cody is. He's seething. And I can't tell whether it's at his son or all of us. But Greg is proud. He is a very good cook. This is not disputable. He is a very good cook. But to be 0-2 to us hurts him. And he got blowed out. He just got blowed out.
Blowed out.
Yeah, he got blowed out.
It was a rout. No doubt about it.
See, I don't think my dad would call popcorn or a turkey his specialty.
That's true. But a loss is a loss.
Can we get to Chris?
But he's the popcorn king.
He did call himself the corn king and Greggy Brackets. He also, if he was a mafioso, he'd be Greggy Brackets. But he is mad now, and he looked at you with disdain, Chris. I don't know. Can you please be honest with us about your anger? Because I don't want the audience to think this is a bit. During the break, you were seething.
I'm surprised and disappointed by the result. I respectfully disagree with it, but I accept it.
Okay.
And what else can I say? I mean, I mean,
that's classy in defeat. I mean, he cares about his craft. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I mean, a classy seeding of the competition while maintaining your disappointment in it. I like it. It's good stuff. It was really good popcorn. It's just, you came for the king.
And it was a damn good turkey, too. You just...
It was a great turkey.
Just ran
oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm
it
telling
the
you.
Greatest turkey I've ever had to knock you off. Why am I building you up? You're the champ. You're Greg Corny. You don't need me.
Greg Corny.
It is excellent popcorn, okay?
Yeah, don't. No,
I'm not patronizing you.
No, that Irish butter. In fact,
Greg,
I'm going to get up. I'm going to get more of your popcorn.
Greg, it's really good. I mean,
can you get me more Dan's while you're out there?
It is indisputably good, but you are indisputably angry. And I'm not sure. Can you just be honest with me right now and tell me if there had been no veneer that you had been hiding anything in, you would have said what directly to your son if I had just given you a moment of blanket honesty with no repercussions? Because I saw the way you looked at him, and it was disdain. Like, it was not only disdain, you felt like you'd been betrayed.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, my look had a little bit of WTF in it.
It's not a little bit. It was... This is not an act. I know I have a history with your father, and I know when he's both hurt and angry. And this is a mix that if I'd had my connector, I'd put them together and I would saw off Chris Cody's head. If I had, I mean, he poured literal salt in the wound to have the loss.
Not enough salt, though.
To have the loss come because his son, who he's been cooking for all his life, was like, not a fan of the lemon pepper. Not enough seasoning. After you were real loud about telling me that I was using too much seasoning.
Yeah, it was over seasoned. It was good. I ate this whole cup. It's good popcorn, but for me, it's too much seasoning.
In hindsight, after the results, do you regret eating all of Dan's popcorn? Because that kind of gave off how good it was.
I don't think Greg likes seasoning all that much because he said the same thing about my turkey. Like he said it was
look
too salty.
Look at all the seasoning left over in
Dan's
bag. Oh, yeah,
and it's always left over. Like that, I always have.
That's a lot.
It's an absurd amount of seasoning.
I keep using it, though. I keep reusing it. It's wonderful forever because it's already made, so I've got a bunch of that at home. Where are you, though? You've kind of checked out emotionally on the show. It really feels like you're bothered and you want to go home.
That's probably accurate. Yeah, on both.
So you're going to drive home seething that you lost?
No, I mean,
are you going to be saying to yourself, because I'm sorry, I want this post-game interview with the loser, the gracious loser.
Yeah.
The gracious loser.
The loser.
Man, that's cold.
We usually use runner-up or finalist, but yeah, please continue with the interview with the loser.
The gracious loser.
We're here now with the loser.
He's giving us good post-game press conference. At the time of maximum emotion.
Can you get over it? Don't worry about me.
We're here with loser Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, you've lost in the finals so much, you're a loser.
What food item, challenge somebody at a, like, what's your food? It's a pork butt, right? Isn't that what you say you do the best?
Yeah, but I'm done with this kitchen.
No, come on.
No. Wow. We're done. 0-2, a man's ego and emotion can only take so much. No, I've retired from the Meadowlark Kitchen.
A loser.
It's been a fun run.
A gracious loser. Oh, he eats butt all the time.
Yeah.
It is on the road, and we should afford him that. But, you know, I've had your soup. Your soup's really good.
Soup's excellent.
You know, you just came for the king. Now, you were known as a turkey king, but then you had a worthy challenger. And even
correct.
You admitted that was a superior bird.
No, Roy made a great turkey.
So you're willing to admit Roy's was better, but not Dan's popcorn?
After
is that where
losing
you're at?
4-0.
For me, you know, it's all a matter of taste, right?
Literally.
That's all it is. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, really. For me.
Well, you guys said it was about presentation, and it seems like I won on taste.
It was, I would say, extremely over-seasoned for me.
Wow.
I think it's like, and I could tell in the kitchen when you were just literally like pouring all of that stuff on the corn. The corn has to be the star of popcorn, and your popcorn does not allow the corn to have the stage to mostly to itself. So
you do this with
that's where we differ.
You do this with nachos too. He doesn't like a lot of cheese on his nachos.
No,
he's like
taste the
chip
nacho.
Wants to be the star. I'm
exactly.
Like, I got news for you, bud. The chip is not the star here.
You know, I mean, there are some. You know, when you eat a grilled cheese sandwich, you want the toast, the bread, and the cheese to marry well. You want to taste both. With popcorn, you want the corn to stand out, and you want the seasoning to be the supporting actor.
Juju, put it on the poll, please. Does the corn want to be the star of the popcorn? Does the chip want to be the star of the nachos? Tony,
yes.
Before we leave here today, and Greg, I'm sorry that you are so angry about this. You stopped being a gracious loser when you said it was extremely overseasoned. Criticizing the winner.
No,
now you're
for my palate, it was extremely overseasoned. And the
this is pretty damning evidence.
The evidence is in the bag.
I went to go
Your
grab
Honor,
popcorn.
That is Exhibit A of my contention.
I rest my case.
Okay, but thank I disagree you. With you that the car that the corn,
and my dad was like pinching a little like
I know,
over
I know,
his.
I know. But how did I win? It's because I know my audience and they're gluttons and the excess.
We're Cuban.
Is,
we have very refined palates. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, thank you for bringing that up because Tony has now learned that he has a demo. Tony, who is getting very popular around here with a number of different demos, is more popular with one demo than all the other demos. Now, you might think, lecherous Stugatz, the way he's been pining for Tony, that would be the demo. It's sort of like that, but it's older.
It's much older, Dan. And what I've realized, guys, the demo that I kill in my Q rating in this demo is like astronomical. It's Cuban women from 65 to about 85 is a demo that I dominate. Okay, so I had a doctor's appointment, and all the ladies that work at my doctor's office are in the demo. 65 to about 70 ladies who take their blood, you know, do all the things that, the nurses do inside the office. So when I walk in to the doctor's office, I am a superstar. They roll out the red carpet for me. No, no, decita, hey, ven, ven conmigo, ven conmigo. They take me into the back. Como tú estás tan grande, tú estás haciendo peso. Oh, my
grande.
God. Grande. Yeah, they're asking me, how you're so big. What are you doing?
Are they holding your elbow, touching your arm a lot?
Of course, because they're feeling, you know, they put the stethoscope to listen to your heartbeat.
You won't struggle to find this vein.
Exactly right. So I go like this, ¿cuál brazo quiere? Because they were going to take out some... ¿Cuál brazo quiere?
You dog.
Because they were going to take some blood for me. And she's like, oh my God, qué fuerte tu está. They're, of course, treating me like if
flirting
I'm...
Flirting with you.
Imagine.
You don't have to spank this
like
vein.
If I'm George Clooney in there, right? So... They start taking my blood, whatever.
So much seasoning flew off my hands when I slapped my face, actually. It's all trapped under my nails.
Now, again, this isn't only at the doctor's office. This is when I go to the bakery, because I go to a specific bakery every Saturday morning. They talk to me like the same way. I just have become an icon in the 60s and 70s and 80s Cuban women demographic. I feel like your mom is in that same area where, you know.
Yeah, mom loves toning. Mom loves toning.
Yes, no offense, but I do great in the Levitard household. And. Yeah. I have a top five list of names that I get called when I'm either at La Ventanita, the you know, medical establishment that I'm doing stuff at.
It's funny. This isn't sexual harassment when Tony's receiving it.
No.
And old Cuban ladies are giving it.
No, no, never.
If the shoe's on the other foot, though, this would feel all weird.
It would. But again.
Is you calling it, I don't know the phrase you just used, a medical establishment instead of doctor's office. Is that me referring to the kitchen as the eating area?
Yep. Yeah, it's you getting caught up in the air. I got things to say, but I got to cram it in. You know
all
what
right.
I mean.
Do you have OLI?
I have one OLI.
I mean, considering how big he's gotten over the last year, medical establishment might actually be a stretch for whoever this is.
All right. OLI. What do we have?
Mi tesoro.
Wow, really? That's OLI.
That's OLI. Mi tesoro in English is my treasure.
Is this is this medical establishment by any chance on Bird Road? And it looks like a house.
It's off of Bird and 57th, actually, now that you mentioned it. But a little bit further, closer to Coral Way.
They got
Bird.
That whole row of just shady houses that got tax
Tony,
permits.
Tony Bosch Avenue is what it is.
Number five. Mi corazón.
Oh, my heart, yes.
My heart. I mean, when you walk in and say, let me get, you know, dos croquetas, let me get this, let me get eso todo, mi corazón. And I'm like, no, I need to buy more.
It's also what I say after I have all this sodium.
Tesoro, is that treasure? I think of that as jewelry or bauble. I think of it as like a piece of treasure versus the actual treasure.
I feel like the way I take it is a treasure chest of things that are just incredible.
How do you take it?
Number four.
Mi rey.
Oh, wow. My king.
Yeah, this is definitely a house.
My king. When they're taking my blood, get fuerte to tell me, rey.
I'm like ladies, king.
Come on. Come on, what do you want me to do?
This is a strong list. Number three.
Mi amor.
Yeah.
My love.
Yes.
I mean, like, come on.
Number two.
This one is in the lineage of mi rey, but it's something that feels a little bit more personal. Mi príncipe.
Whoa.
My prince.
Wow.
When you walk in.
That one feels better than king because I'm like, you still think I'm young.
Exactly right. Mi príncipe. Like, it's amazing.
It's also more syllables of affection. The Latin language is very loving.
They thought about that one.
We're inefficient. We use a lot of syllables where we could use a few. Number one.
Number one, there's nothing better than when you're getting that tostada, los huevitos fritos, la colada, whatever, and they call you.
Comida is number one.
They call you mi vida.
Wow. Yeah.
My life.
My entire life.
You're everything to me right now.
It's an excellent list.
It's a great list, mi vida.
An excellent effort by both Tony and the loser, ladies and gentlemen. Greg
Cody. He is still seeming.
He's so mad.
I'm madder now because
but I'm
I tried my own popcorn, and this was an unjust verdict. I'm sorry.
What happened to the gracious loser?
I tried my own popcorn.
Let's hear him out.
I'm like, ridiculous.
Stolen.
A ridiculous unanimous judgment against me.
This is an insurrection.
I'm appealing this decision.
This is stop an insurrection. Count. He will not.
You can't say stop the count when you got blanked, though.
I am appealing this decision.
You're not allowing the vote to stand. You are in. You're against democracy.
He won by a lot.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text Thin to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text Thin to 200-300. That's Thin to 200-300. Thin to 200-300.